This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's an interesting part in history. I think one of the things that will really grab audiences is the fact it's a very different era. This is back in the 1970s. The Washington Post it was kind of a local paper more than it was a national paper up to this point. Kay Graham actually took over at the Post as the owner and actually was the first female publisher in American history as far as the news standpoint. And what they were given is an opportunity that really papers that were brought in from four subsequent administrations of the presidency that looked at the fact that the Vietnam War wasn't all that it was meant to be and really is something that probably America and other nations should get out of.
Seeing news outlets being able to operate in that way where they uncover the real truth, we've seen that in movies over the last few years. Why do you think we still have an interest in that subject?
Well, I think that it's really kind of that interesting fine line where you look at politics and also the news, how they really need one another in regards to getting the information out, but also how they're really guarded on what they're willing to give or what they will allow to be brought forward. And really what this story was is really set a new precedent in showing the legality of putting forward government papers. We are dealing in an era with WikiLeaks and fake news and all these sort of things that we're kind of dealing with. But this is back in an era when the government really had tight reins on what it is the press could really release. And so this was really kind of setting a new precedent or benchmark when it comes to releasing that information and what the public can know about what the government is doing.
Do you think it's a timely message for now when we wonder if we can, as you say, trust at news outlets when there is that idea of fake news kind of so present at the moment?
Oh, I think that that's exactly why this was brought out now. At first, I was kind of like wondering, okay, we saw Spotlight like this past year. We've seen All the President's Men. We've seen a lot of these films in the past. Why is this coming out now? But I think that it really touches on something that really shows us that it is still very prominent, that what can we do as far as, one, trusting the government, but two, trusting where we're getting our news from and how they're able to get that news and how true it is.
Is it one that the whole family can enjoy? Is there a good take-home for everyone?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that this doesn't have a lot of action. This is not necessarily for your superhero set who wants to go out and see a big action film. This is truly a historical kind of docudrama. And so it's fascinating to go through and look at. There's really nothing that's offensive for, say, the younger set, but they may not be as excited about it because it's primarily just kind of telling the story of the past.
A little bit dry, but should Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks do another movie together after this one?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that it's surprising that they haven't ever gotten together before. And even though this may not be one of the most groundbreaking of films, their average is still great compared to most other actors.
Yeah, very true. Russ, what are you giving this one out of 5?
Oh, this one actually gets a 3.5 stars out of 5 for me.
Not bad at all. Russ, thank you very much.
Have a great one, Lauren. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.